Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Welcome back to Cryptids of Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm the stuffed up clone, Jay.
Yeah, you're about 1 week behind me.
My clone's malfunctioned.
Meep, meep, boom, boom.
It's not working well.
And we'll see how good at remembering editing I am. Whether you guys get to hear us talking about Breaking Bad in the intro or not.
Oh, yeah, true.
Hopefully I remember.
I think we missed one last week, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. A sneeze
or a cough.
There were so many, though.
I know.
There were so many.
I apologize, everyone. We're still fighting it, but I think we're in the last throws.
Yeah. Yeah. Join Patreon. We've got a lot of new Patreon people. We're hanging out in there, having a lot of fun. Let's see what else. And I think this Wednesday we're going to talk about the Jamboree stuff, so I won't go too much into the Jamboree, but tickets are selling fast for the Jamboree.
Alrighty.
And we have a live show coming up with Michael in June, so. Yeah,
coming up soon in Ada.
Sea monsters and UFOs. All right. This topic is one we've kind of tangentially talked about forever.
Okay.
And I'm 99% sure we've never done a full episode on it.
All right. Let's test that 1%.
Yeah, because there's, as I was doing it, that's some of the stories like came back to me.
Like overlapping?
Yeah, so I'm like, have we done an episode on it? I don't think we have. But no, it ties in with everything from national parks to missing 411 to all the strange and spooky stuff.
Okay.
And this is one I've seen.
Ooh.
I don't think the one I seen was paranormal, but we'll talk about that. The mysterious staircases in the national parks.
No, we have not dedicated it. Full episode to this.
I didn't think so. I think it came up maybe in one of the missing 401 episodes or something like that.
We've talked, and people at conferences, I remember having conversations about the staircases in the woods and people seeing them.
I've seen them. I mean, out in that Wayne National Park and stuff like that, I've seen them.
That's weird. I've not.
I don't know. I don't know how weird it is. We'll talk about some of these are spooky and some of them aren't. A lot of stuff from today's episode comes from Mysterious Universe, Phantom and Monsters, and then Reddit.
Ooh, old faithful Reddit.
If you want just somebody's, and like I said, I have no validity to these or not, you know, it's just people sharing what they say they experience.
Yeah.
So probably one of the most unsettling reports of staircases in the woods is one said to be found scattered across within the wilds of the national parks inside the United States. And in our national parks, there's all kinds of crazy things. from like the UN to the unmarked vehicles to dumbs and metal doors slamming out in the middle of nowhere.
Right, yeah. A lot of weird anomalies.
That one in, I think it's Idaho, where that highway just ends into a mountain. It's a military base.
Huh. I don't know if I know about that one.
I've showed you the videos of it. Somebody filming a semi-truck going into a mountain.
Oh, that's in Idaho?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure that's Idaho. It may be Nebraska, but it's up that way.
I know what video you're talking about now, though.
Yeah, so this is one of those things that gets folded up into there.
Right, yeah.
According to the tales, people on occasion will come across a mysterious staircase just randomly sitting in the middle of the wilderness, often miles deep into the woods with no sign of other structures around. These stairs just jutting up formally out of nowhere, you know, from brushes and leading to nowhere. Sometimes even seemingly built upside down or appearing in the middle of bodies of water.
Ooh, I haven't heard that.
They are built out of various materials, including wood, steel, iron, bricks, stone, and cement. And either looking brand new or incredibly ancient.
So you got both.
Yeah.
Okay. Modern and old stairs.
Mm-hmm. Like the ruins of some forgotten civilization. And besides being the very particular thing to find in the middle of the woods, if the numerous reports from people seeing them are anything to go on, these endemic structures can be surrounded by all manners of weirdness. So yeah, from a lot of the tales we're going to get into, and even more past that, because I kind of just did a couple. And if you guys like this at home, we'll do another, you know, we can do a part two for this, because there's plenty. Like
a deeper dive.
I mean, there's just plenty of stories.
Right, right.
But it just seems like these are maybe a physical marker for strangeness.
Okay.
Whether they're a sign or a drawl or something else entirely.
Side effect.
Yeah. That it just seems like when people run into some of these, mysterious phenomena happens. And others, like the one I ran to, I'm pretty sure it was out in the middle of Wayne National. I'm pretty sure it was just an old cement trailer. It was cement, though. I mean, it was hundreds of pounds.
The stairs were cement?
Yes.
Okay.
Like four steps.
Huh.
Like so what you would get off of if you lived in a trailer, like we used to live in a trailer. And
right.
We had
the little front steps going up to the door.
Yeah. Ours were plastic, but it was just like that, but cement.
Cement. I've seen the cement ones too, though.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of odd that it was in the middle of Wayne National.
That's a weird place to dump it.
It's heavy. It's not, right. You know, it didn't blow in there.
Well, the experience, good point. The wind blew it in a
windstorm. It was one of the plastic ones or something.
I believe that. Yeah, that'd be like the little turtle sandboxes that get flung around the wind every windstorm from my childhood. Yeah. But when we at the bowling alley, we had to tear out a back step coming out of the back door of the bowling alley. There was a cement foundation. And we dug that up because we had to get rid of it. We were just going to bust it up. But once we started busting up, it was like super thick. We thought, you know, a few inches. Yeah, it was like a 3.5 deep. I don't know if they just had extra concrete back then.
Just kept pouring.
So they just poured it all in this hole and made the foundation to the steps. So we dug it out. We had a tractor and took a belt. But the weight of that thing was insane. Like, it's extremely heavy, so yeah, it's not just rolling around or easy to move.
No, I mean, it's a lot of work. Not impossible, but it's a lot of work to move them around.
Yeah.
So one odd detail that's often mentioned in the stairs tend to feature prominently white carpeting and are generally remarkably free of weed and other growth that you would expect from the forest moving in to reclaim any such structure for any considerable length of time. So yeah, a lot of times they'll say that there's no algae on them or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like not saying they're like pristine,
but they're not as
they look like they were put there that last week, not 18 years ago or 80 years ago or 180 200. Years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the forest will reclaim anything really fast.
Yep. Faster than you think.
We had a neighbor that had cars out in the woods and only for like 20 years, and there was trees growing through the middle of them and, you know, rusting, falling apart.
Yep.
In fact, in some cases, it's claimed that sea grass, weeds, and bushes won't even grow in the immediate vicinity of these stairs. Another detail mentioned quite often is that they extrude.
Oh, there you go.
A repulsive sense of dread so thick it hangs in the air like a cloud. The witnesses have spoken of being suddenly overcome with terror and the strong urge to flee in a panic.
Ooh.
So kind of Bigfooty stuff. Some of that, you know, what people some infrasound. Say infrasound or yeah. maybe something else. But people see the stairs in like, I was watching videos online doing the research for this episode and eyewitnesses take like talking like it felt like it were a demon was looking back at him. And it was just a set of stairs in the woods. So much panic and terror that, you know, they ran the whole way out of the woods and all they seen was the set of stairs. They didn't
hear nothing. No. They did. Yeah.
They're just like something in their brain was hitting the flee button so hard.
Yeah.
That, you know, they were running. Like we talked about some of the Bigfoot encounters, like people waking up driving back home out of the panic, you know, covered in vomit or pee or whatever.
Gosh. Yeah.
That was that one hunter that sat inside of what he, you know, later believed was a Bigfoot blind.
Right. Yep. In the little grass. Yeah. Structure, yeah. I don't know what you call it.
And he's like, oh, I'll hunt out of this. And then it ended up being, you know, maybe a Bigfoot's hunting spot.
Good spot, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'd use it.
Within a certain range of the stairs, it is said that one can almost step inside a bubble in which sound of the woods ceases and silence comes crashing down like a curtain. Those who find the stairs and decide to go back will often claim that they cannot find the location again and sometimes seem the stairs are seemingly appear in another location. As if the massive structures had moved.
Huh.
So this happened several times I found online where people, you know, if they, like, I got to show my friends the stairs, they'll go back like, no, it was right here. It was right here. You know, these concrete or metal stairs or even a spiral staircase sometimes they right. describe. It was right here and it's not there. And then they'll be walking out of the woods and 2 or 3 miles away, they'll find it again.
Huh. All right. Well, that don't make any sense.
It's odd. It's odd. Yeah. I don't know, you know, and these, it's hard with all this stuff because this is definitely has cropped up since the internet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's extremely
it's more
hard
prevalent.
To vet these stories.
Gotcha. Okay.
But, you know, we never know with any of this stuff.
No. Who knows?
Anything is possible.
That's right.
I don't even have that button up there anymore.
Anything could be possible. There's someone will clip the stuffed nose version.
Yeah, it could be possible. It's all very creepy indeed, and the phenomena can almost be traced back to the initial report that came from a poster on Reddit who claimed he was a search and rescue worker, which is SAR for the Forest Service. He goes into what says are quite common that these strange staircases are in the woods, and a team of rescue workers were told by their superiors to stay away from them. The poster called Search and Rescue Woods says this about the stairs, and you could still sometimes find his original report. Now, I don't know if it's true with every SAR unit, which is Search and Rescue, but mine is a sort of unspoken, regular thing we'd run into. You can try asking about the other SR or SAR unit officers, but even if they know what you're talking about, they probably won't say anything about it. We've been told not to talk about it to our superiors, to the point we've all gotten so used to it, it doesn't even seem to be weird anymore. On just one every case where we were really far out in the wilderness, I'm talking 30 or 40 miles at some points, we'd find a staircase in the middle of the woods. Almost like it was took right out of the stairs out of a house, cut out, and then dropped in the middle of the forest from helicopter. I asked about it the first time I saw one, and the other officer told me not to worry about it. It's just a normal thing out here. Everyone I asked said the same thing. I wanted to go back and check it out, but I was told very empathetically that I should never go near any of them. I just sort of ignored them, and now I run into them because it happens so frequently.
So if it's happening frequently enough and they know about it,
yeah,
just don't worry about it.
Search and rescue teams, too.
Yeah.
And this is not the only search and rescue team we're even going to talk about today. Others have said that while looking for people,
they found these.
Yeah, they right. run into these on the trail. Dogs have bad reactions with them and everything. So the poster also goes to claim that these stairs often present in areas where people have mysteriously gone missing. And it seems it must surely be nothing more than a spooky, like, internet creepypasta. But as soon as the story was posted, others began to come out of the woodwork with their own tales of the stairs in the woods, usually claiming to be kept to themselves and had not realized that others had shared experiences. At first, most of them were in national parks in the U.S., but it quickly extended and included people from countries jumping in, and some of the stories were quite odd indeed. Another poster claimed that the stairs seemed to be almost impossible in the way they were built, a kind of structural anomaly, saying this: an hour west of Iron Woods, There is a clearing in the forest that has a set of stairs. I was hiking and exploring with my cousins. We had stumbled on the clearing about half a football field long. It had a few staircases, but none, not against trees, just standing in the open. They look like the stairs from a normal suburban home. Kind of old, though. My older cousin decided to investigate. He walked up the stairs to see how they were being held up. He couldn't find anything, which weirded him out a lot. He made us all leave, and the grass didn't grow near the structures either. So there were several sets of stairs. They were like spiral, you know, just kind of modern home staircases.
But not being held up by anything.
Not being held up by anything besides where they were touching the ground.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then the grass, there was like circles of, you know, where nothing would grow around them.
Did it say he climbed them?
He went up to them, not up them.
Oh, up. Okay. That's right. I guess I was confused there.
No, he did not climb them.
Okay.
And from some of the other stories, you should not.
Right. That's where I was a little confused.
You should not do it.
I just, okay.
Thoughts so far?
Well, I don't know exactly what the phenomena is or what it represents. I have no idea. But I'm curious about the geometry themselves of the stairs.
Like I said, I've heard and seen what people claim are these things, everything from the spiral staircases to just like four steps off a trailer and everything in between.
Yeah.
Some of them are like grandiose, like mansion staircases.
Okay.
And like this one was talking like suburban home staircases. So pretty sizable.
Huh. What if, here's an early theory before we get into more. These are just, it's the geometry in the staircase, like structure, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when things go, I don't know what I'm trying to say. When dimensions, or I've got to say this, when different points in time, I guess, bubble back, or you have a dimension where it opens up and you can see forward or backwards in the future. What if these are just in spots where these are homes are going to be in the future? Or were there in the past, far past. And that's the geometry of the stairs is what, I guess, makes them able to come back and forth.
An interesting thought.
Where it's just the stairs, where the stars, you know, all line just right.
An interesting thought indeed.
Is it, though? Because it doesn't really make much sense.
And does any of this make sense?
No.
Okay. Other stories are more ominous. Hinting at a menacing quality to the, and illustrating their greater, significant, sinister nature.
Ooh.
One poster explains the stairs he found were infused with a certain sense of dread. Here's what he says. Sorry. A few months back, we went hiking. Nothing big, just a walk and a picnic in the summer woods. With us was my niece and my nephew. They were both quite young. So I joined them with hide and seek while the proper grown-ups had coffee and whatnot. Me and my nephew were first to hide, but we split up, and I ran alone quite a ways into the thicket of woods, and I found a staircase. Nothing remarkable, riddled with moss, and made from what looked like really old concrete with large pebbles of rock inside of it. I didn't really seem out of place at the time, but thinking back, anyways, I decided to go. There was a fit place for a hiding place, but after a few seconds of squatting behind it, I got up and stepped back. I couldn't shake the feeling that I really shouldn't be anywhere near this thing. I suddenly had the feeling of being severely unwelcome, and then I should get away as fast as I can. So I went back to my family, and I didn't look back at it, thinking that now still gives me chills of some sort of something. I don't know. It seemed like it was twisted, something like a wrong feeling.
So just, yeah, that something that shouldn't have been there in your brain is just like... Don't get near this.
So these are one of the smaller ones, you know, one of those concrete like trailer ones.
Yeah. Interesting though, he did say it was covered in moss, and that's a interesting detail.
And an old style concrete, like you said, big pebbles, like river stone in it.
Ooh. So this could just be a case of old. Maybe there was an old trailer up there. Someone made their own steps to it, or maybe a hut or whatever. I don't know.
I'm not
some backwoods. Or what's it called? What's it called when someone like lives in the bush? Bushcraft. It's a bushcraft house.
Okay,
that's it.
There you go. That's it. We're ending the episode at 18 minutes.
Yep, these are just old bushcraft staircases up to someone's makeshift home from back in the day. Case solved.
Case closed. Other stories tell of people rather than getting away from the stairs, actually tried to climb the mysterious structures. And the results range from creepy to downright horrible.
Okay, so nothing on that scale is good.
No. No, I mean, the bare minimum, you're like, I shouldn't be up here.
Right, yeah.
And maximum, you're getting dragged to hell by demons.
Like in the movie Ghost, when you died, you've been a bad person? You've seen that movie?
No.
You never see Ghost with Patrick Swayze?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's, don't show it to like your kids when they're real young, because there's parts like where he dies, spoiler alert, he dies in the very beginning, and he sees, you know, the beam of light and like heaven calling him. Excuse me. But then as the movie goes on, so he like doesn't go to the light, and as the movie goes on, he ends up, the guy that killed him, he dies, and he's right there to witness it. So as that guy dies, he doesn't get the light. These, like, shadow demons come out of the ground and, like, start grabbing onto him. It's really scary.
No, it sounds like...
They, like, drag
Rick
him.
Rick and Morty did that?
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's where that came from.
Probably where they got it from, yeah. It's scary, though, because it, like, pulls him back, and he's, like, obviously freaking out, and it just pulls him out, like, into the earth. It's like, yeah, I don't want that to happen. But yeah, don't show that to your kids.
That may be from Norse legends, too.
Could be.
Because there's a Norse documentary, not documentary, show I've been watching that had that when they were going to hell, H-E-L.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. Because there's like a goddess that's named Hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, don't climb them.
Yeah.
In one weird case, a witness climbed up the set of stairs. As soon as they reached the top, he allegedly heard a shrill, inhuman scream that sent them scurrying back down to the bottom again. As they were running from the area, the witness says he felt a hand grab his shoulder, only to turn around and no one be there. In another, a woman was witnessed to climb one of the sets of staircases, only to collapse at the top and die later. And
okay.
Yeah.
Die later.
Mm-hmm. Basically, by the time they got out of there, she just...
It was dead.
Yeah. In yet another case, a witness from a poster called Case 9 says that he encountered some sort of malevolent presence upon reaching the top. Before I read his Case 9's encounter. So this first one, claimed it was top of the stairs, a group of them, they felt like they heard this inhuman scream, started getting chased from the woods, something's grabbing at him,
uh-huh.
And nothing's there. This really that one really reminded me of some of the stuff that was talked about on Appalachian Intelligence, where they were talking about like some of the kids that were getting chased down the mountain by like invisible men that were in well-dressed suits. They weren't always invisible, but like you could feel the vampire of Hayville Hill or something like that.
You could feel it there, but you couldn't see it.
Yeah, you could feel it like running at you and like grabbing at you, but when you turn, nothing's there, but you can physically feel it. And even Sean's encounter down in Southern Ohio, where that, you know, that invisible entity,
he
felt it, you know, him and that the lady he was with felt that kind of coming like past him.
Rush right by him, yeah.
It's just odd to me that, you know, they went to the top and something screamed and chased them all the way out.
Yeah.
And then the other lady just died.
Yeah, just died. It cut the corners that time. Yeah, just went straight to it.
Didn't feel like chasing anybody that
day.
No. Just zap. Maybe the stairs were electrified.
It just zap. Gotcha.
It's not funny.
I know it's not.
All right. And yet another weird case, poster Case 9 says this about it. I found the staircase while walking through the foliage so thick, I didn't see it until it was pretty much underfoot. The stairs were made of loose cobble in moist earth, like they were the work of a masonry once, long ago. I climbed the stairs thoughtlessly, half expecting to be on the landing to greet me on top. Though there wasn't. Just another crumbly step and an unimpressive view. Something caught my eye as I craned my head around. The brushes were packed tightly, except for a stump of a dead tree, formerly sunken wall from around them. And from another one, their crater, someone was looking at me. I remember clearly their dark, lean face, their round black eyes. No sooner had I seen the face than it had disappeared again. Only then did I have the foresight to be taken down off the steps and back through the brushes and brambles.
So, like gray aliens or black-eyed kids?
I don't really know what he's seen. So he gets all the way to the top of it, It's not very far. Unimpressive view, you know, still thick foliage.
Yeah.
When he's looking around, he's, you know, there's a stump and he sees this thing look at him. Let me read his actual description again.
Okay.
Eric clearly remember their dark, lean face and their round eyes that were black. So they're real thin face, but black skin is what I'm getting. Or dark skin.
Could be like the brown aliens, like the grays, but the bigger, taller, slimmer versions. And smarter really versions.
Dense forest.
Huh.
And no sooner did I see the face that it disappeared again. So just either materialized or whipped really fast. Only then did I have the foresight to take down the steps and get back through the brushes and brambles.
Only then.
You see a demon looking at you.
And disappear. Yeah, I better get out of here.
I don't know. What do you think of that one?
It seems pretty wild. It's good he got out of there, I guess. But he didn't have that feeling of dread climbing the stairs till he got, I guess, on them. And then everything was weird.
You know, in some of that, I do think some people have the power to be completely oblivious.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there's people in paranormal situations that I've seen when I used to live in the old haunted house.
Okay.
That are completely oblivious, like hearing the footsteps upstairs, and we both know nobody's up there, and being like, just the house settling.
Yeah.
Like, not like creaking. Like, I know what footsteps sound like. I've lived in that house a long time.
Literally, it was footsteps.
Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, it's not footsteps.
Right.
Like, all right.
It's not. But there's ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Sometimes, until the demon gets you. All right, so now I have some more short stories for you.
All right.
Encounters.
You know, I wonder if climbing these stairs would, like, decongest your nasal cavities. Because if that's the case, let's go to the woods right now. I'm desperate.
It may do it.
Yeah, forever.
I know where there's an old speakeasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
A speakeasy?
I know what that is, but what do you, like, an old one that's no longer...
That's just the foundation.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, Dad's property. Yeah. I know. Yeah, you showed me it. That's pretty. Yeah. If anyone actually lived around us would realize that there was stuff back there, it makes no sense.
Yeah, there's a grocery store and everything. I know. Gas station on the corner.
But where we, you know, where it's at now.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense that anything would ever be back there. But high traffic area apparently.
It was. I mean that creek was. They'd have boats going down it constantly.
Hog Creek.
I wasn't going to say it.
I'll say it. Hog Creek. It's my favorite creek in the world because it has the best name ever.
No, Little Potato Creek is the best.
I argue. Okay, vote. Hog Creek or Little Potato Creek? My vote's for Hog.
Hog Creek. Anyways. Okay, another Reddit user who worked as an infectious disease expert for the government was investigating animal mutilations around the time of the Roswell UFO incident. They claimed that in the following 6 months, several sets of stairs appeared during the night and were gone the following day, leaving only scorch marks on the earth where they had been.
Huh.
So in these areas where they were having like mutilations and stuff like that, when they'd go out and investigate them and they'd come back the next day, the stairs would be gone and there'd be like a burn hole where they were.
But they'd see the stairs there?
Yeah.
Like from the distance or what?
No, they'd walk up to them and stuff like that. The guy did not think they were weird until after.
Huh.
Because they're there investigating all these mutilation accounts.
Yeah.
And he says, an infectious disease expert.
Yeah.
So, you know, you weren't thinking of staircases, and then after you're like, well, the stair's gone and there's a spurn mark.
But I guess you think it would be a little weird there's this random set of stairs? Like,
I'm sure there was another scientist there that was looking into that kind of phenomena or other phenomena. You know, you're there on a team to look at cows that have been turned inside out.
Well, maybe the stairs were just the stairs going to the UFO or whatever craft was.
Yeah, they're tiny, so they need little steps to get up.
Right.
And well, but the thing is, to pick them up.
The outside of the UFO is cloaked, you know, but when they drop the stairs down, that's from...
You could see the stairs.
You could see the stairs.
It's outside of the cloaking field.
Correct.
There you go.
See? This all makes sense. That's why when the stairs left, it didn't leave a burn mark. That's radiation.
It's radiation.
I guess it is a burn, but it's
not a fire burn or
right,
radiation
correct.
Burn.
It's radiation burn from the UFO craft.
There we go.
This is all too easy and simple.
That's why we never talked about it.
Jeez.
Child's play.
I mean, gosh, we should solve a lot of these things, these mysteries.
It's easy.
That's why you come here, right, people? That's why you come here, for the answers, the truth.
A man from the Philippines says he was fired from his job as a forester for being absent for several years.
Yeah, it's probably worth firing for.
He claimed that he climbed some sort of staircase in the woods to escape an aggressive stray dog. To him, he was only up there for a few minutes, but his employer had claimed he'd been gone for 5 years.
Oh.
So literally, he was running from a dog in the woods in the Philippines and ran up the set of stairs. And he was just standing at the top of him, waiting for this dog to leave. The dog left, and when he came back down, everything had changed around him.
Well, everything advanced 5 years. Yeah. Huh. I wonder what he saw, though.
As far as I could tell, nothing. Like, it didn't look weird to him.
Wow. Okay.
In Sweden, two young men found a strange set of stairs in the woods and decided to climb them. One of the men felt an icy touch on his shoulder. He turned around thinking it was his friend who must have wanted him to see something, only to see him standing several feet away, too far for him to have touched. So another one of like that hand grabbing the shoulder kind of deal.
The ghost hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, never doubt though, your friend could have reached. I don't know. Pulling a prank on you. He had a stick.
A stick.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
Did it work?
No, it's not working.
All right. I got one more from you, and this is from Phantoms and Monsters. So this was sent in to Lon Strickler from that. Hello. And this, I don't know if this is the same search and rescue unit as the kind of the first story or not.
Okay.
But it has a lot of detail. So, hello, my friend has been a search and rescue officer in Northern California for about 11 years. He started with me when he was in junior college, and he encountered stairs in the woods. His trainer told him to never go near them, never touch them, or never ascend them. For the first year, he did just that, but apparently his curiosity got the better of him. And on one call, he broke away from the line and went to check out the set of stairs. He said it was about 10 miles from the path where a teenage girl had mysteriously vanished, and the dogs were following the scent. He was on his own, lagging behind the main group. That's when he saw a set of stairs to his left. They looked like they were from a brand new house because the carpeting was still pristine and crystal white. He said that as he got closer, he didn't feel any different or hear any weird noises. He was expecting something to happen, but he got right up next to them and didn't feel anything. The only thing, he said, was it was odd that there was absolutely no debris, no dirt, no leaves or dust or anything on the steps. And they didn't appear to have any signs of animal or insect activity in the immediate area, which he found extremely strange in this area. It was less the things were avoiding them, and more like it happened to be a relatively like a bird or a barren part of the forest. He touched the stairs and didn't feel anything except some sort of sticky feeling you get from like new carpet. Making sure his radio was on, he slowly climbed the stairs. He said it was terrifying because what he thought it was. He wasn't sure what was going to happen to him. He joked about that half of him expected to be teleported to some other dimension, and the other half was watching for UFOs to swoop down and come get him. But he did get to the top with a little event, and he stood there and looked around. But he said, the longer he stood on the top, the more he felt he was doing something very, very wrong. He described it feeling as you'd gotten, or as you would get, if you were in a part of a government building you had no business being in.
Ooh.
As if someone was going to come and arrest him or shoot him in the back of the head at any second.
He's probably right.
He tried to brush it off. The feeling got stronger and stronger. That's when he realized he couldn't hear anything anymore. The sound of the forest were gone. He couldn't even hear his own breathing. It was like some kind of weird, awful tinnitus, but overly oppressive. He claims he backed down and rejoined the search and didn't mention what he had done to anybody. But he said the weirdest part came much after. His trainer was waiting back at the Welcome Center and the search day had ended. He was concerned my buddy before he could leave. He said his trainer had a look of intense anger and asked what was wrong. You went up there, didn't you? My buddy said it wasn't a phrase or a question. He asked how the trainer knew. Trainer just shook his head. Because we didn't find her. The dog's lost his scent. My buddy asked what he would do, or what that had to do with anything. The trainer asked how long he'd been up the stairs. My buddy said no more than a minute. The trainer gave him a real awful, almost dead-eyed look and told him that if he ever went up another set of stairs again, he would be immediately fired. The trainer walked away, and I guess he never answered the questions to my buddy since he was never asked about it.
So what does he know that everyone else does it? That trainer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What do these people know?
So it sounds like he was kind of blaming him for not being able to find the girl.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Whether it was a lure or a trap.
But it still don't make any sense to me why, I don't know, I guess why that would throw the dogs off the scent or anything, really, why it would prevent them from finding her just because of going up the stairs.
Maybe some trickster elements.
Maybe, perhaps, but...
Maybe he played into the game wrong.
What does that trainer know that he does it? What part of the game is it?
Well, it could be anything from where every time somebody goes up there, they never find the person. And if you don't go up there, you find the person. And he's been, you know, around long enough.
Oh, it's just he just knows the pattern?
He just had enough of that pattern, you know, exposed to him to where he just knew. Because right. If we didn't find him, somebody went up and Johnson was... The only one missing.
Gone for a while.
Yeah. And, or, you know, he could have maybe even been told by superiors. You know, we talk about that in some of the forestry departments and, you know, maybe even search and rescue and stuff like that, where the middle guy may not actually know why or what happens.
He just knows you're not supposed to go there. Yeah.
You know, because he's going to get his butt chewed.
Right.
Because they know.
Because the government compartmentalizes everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
So that his trainer may not have even knew.
Exactly. You know, I believe that, yeah.
But just knows that I'm going to get in trouble or something bad's going to happen to me.
Because you did this
because you were under me at the time.
Right.
Or, you know, he could have gone up himself and had, you know, weird experiences.
So now he knows that behavior is like, oh, great, you were there too, weren't you?
Yeah.
Playing off he wasn't him. Like he's never done it.
In the woods or anything like that.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well... I think anything could be possible. No, I just think he either knows something that we don't and he's keeping it under wraps, or like you said, he's told, like, this is what you're not supposed to do. Here's the patterns of behavior. Maybe someone told him that they saw the guy go up there. I don't know. But either way, he it's his job to shut it down, make sure it doesn't happen again. That all I know is for sure.
And then he shot him in the head.
Then he shot him right in the back of the head.
Not really, but maybe.
Maybe later after.
Second time.
Yeah, exactly. Probably would.
It is interesting they talk about that government building feeling of like, I'm somewhere...
It's a strange detail, too. Yeah.
I'm somewhere where I should not be because I know that feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've even been allowed to be where I was, but just...
Kind of. You were allowed, but... And then you weren't.
I don't know which thing you're talking about.
Chicago, where they drew the guns on you?
Oh, that wasn't even... I wasn't even talking about that. Oh,
okay.
I was just talking about when I would be contracted out to work with some of those, like we were allowed to go into these buildings. Cause that's where the quote unquote boss that we were working for was.
Yeah.
But the whole time you were there, you're just like, I'm not supposed to be
right.
Here.
Yeah. Everyone's staring at you like, this is our domain. We control the world from in here. Not you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll kind of start talking about what these stairs could be when we get back from our ad break.
All right.
But remember, you want to take your kid fishing? You want to sign them up for some outdoor fun? Get them outside.
Future Anglers of Indian Lake.
Join them. The Facebook link's below. If you want to donate something, time or money or gear to those guys, you can also use the Facebook link below. It goes to kids. They have a lot of fun. It's an amazing organization. Help them out.
Yeah, take someone fishing. Hey, we're down here at Mel's Hole and Justin? Justin? Where'd you go?
Help! I'm falling down the hole!
You fell down Mel's hole?
Yes, I keep falling. And I think I'm going to be falling for a really, really long time.
Oh, no. How long till I... Do you have enough time for me to get a rescue crew?
I think I do, but I'm really hungry, and I found a dead tumor seal as I was falling. But it looks absolutely disgusting. Do you have anything to help?
I think I have just the thing. Here. Let me toss down a couple of bottles of Flavors of the Forest Bigfoot Breath.
Really, really chuck them so they catch up.
Here comes one. And two.
Ah, Well, I guess I'm going to have to eat this tumor seal now with Flavors of the Forest. Where could the other people get this amazing product to cook their own tumor seal?
You can get this wonderful, amazing, tasty product at flavorsforest.com/corn. Add it to anything and it will make your food taste delicious.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You think maybe if I just take some Flavors of the Forest and shove it up my nose, it'll clear all this up?
It probably would, actually. It's garlic, so yeah.
Maybe we'll try that after this episode.
I have something that would 100% do it.
Not that those peppers. I'm not doing that.
That would 100% kill me. Clear your sinuses.
That would kill me.
It would clear your sinuses. Yeah. It's only the three hottest peppers on the planet.
Yeah. It clear them right after I'm dead.
No, but before.
Oh, you think so? I doubt it.
I think you would breathe one more time really nice, and your heart would explode.
Oh, before I breathe it in?
In addition to all these bizarre cases, climbing them and getting close to them, only to experience missing time, as if they'd been whisked away to other realities and dumped back where they had started like nothing had happened. One such story comes from Reddit from a poster who had claimed to be like another search and rescue. Him and his team came across a pristine set of stairs, with white carpeting on them. He says that he and one other team member broke off to go up the stairs out of curiosity. But when they got to the top, it was eerily silent and descending upon them. The inexplicable sense that something bad was going to happen, which filled them in an irrational panic. Faced with this crushing fear, they had an uncontrollable desire to flee, so they ran back to their team. Only when they returned, they had been missing for hours rather than minutes. Mm. So another search and rescue missing person, same kind of stairs. According to the witness, upon telling their leader about the stairs, they were warned to never go back to the stairs again.
So again, all these National Forests or Park Services know about these stairs, know not to approach them. They're still always appearing, yet there's no explanation about it.
And I really don't know if it's, as far as the search and rescue and like the team leaders and stuff like that, where they just do this so much that, you know, maybe they see the stairs and then when they see the stairs, they're like, we're never finding this person.
Oh, okay.
You know, that may be a sign for the missing 411 kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, another part of the phenomena. Where they're just like, we're going to keep looking, but we're not going to find this person.
And they know the pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I mean, doesn't that cause them like to question what the heck are these stairs that pop up?
I'm sure they did once and then we're told not to.
Which is, I don't know, that would just drive me bonkers. I would not know what to do. Especially if I'm on those teams and I want to help people, yeah. That's kind of a big piece of the puzzle if this keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. So before I get into all this stuff I have a lot for this one, what it could be.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a big hybrid of many things. What do you think?
Well, I like the invisible UFO theory.
That is a good one. I don't even have that one.
Landing gear. It's just landing gear.
Kind of. I don't have that one.
Oh, okay. I think I think that really could be a thing.
I do like that one. I just love the planning that the aliens just didn't plan to have like
the stairs cloak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they drop out from the inside. That's why when the people get to the top,
they disappear.
Well, they don't hear nothing because they're inside of a ship.
They're inside
That's
of
why
a
I can't
UFO.
Hear you outside. I Duh. And then, nature sounds stop. So weird. Yeah. You ever walked inside? Nature sounds stop. It's the same thing. So there, that was a simple one explanation.
I like it. I like it. I think that's it. I'm not even going to go into mine.
Yeah. You know what? End it here. This has been fun.
Don't go up them.
Yeah, just stay away from them. We'll never have answers. They'll never tell us nothing. The other thing, obviously it's paranormal. Stairs just don't show up in the woods unless someone brought them out there, which some of them, I don't think those white carpeted stairs people are just bringing out there and setting up because...
Carpenter training school.
Huh?
It's like extremist carpenter training school.
Carpenter? Oh, yeah, okay. You got to go out in the woods.
So you have to carry the lumber on your shoulders. You have to go out in the middle of the forest. You have to build it and survive.
And carpet it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Hey, it's for the best.
I guess. I mean, if you pass that course, I'll give you whatever dollar amount you think you're worth.
I'll all pay these you. Rich people want to put mansions in the middle of nowhere in weird places.
Like, no, they do that.
That's what I'm saying. So the carpenter has to be able to go out there and build stuff.
Test your metal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a test stairs. You know, these big, grandiose, white carpeted stairs.
That's why no one could go on them, because the forest rangers all know, like, yeah, the rich people are contract these people out.
Yeah.
Don't mess with their work. They have to come out here and grade this still. Mm-hmm. Don't go up them. You'll change the pitch. These are built to certain degrees.
That's the show. They show extreme. That's why they can hang in the air and they don't like look like they have any support. It's like that house that looks like it doesn't have any support, but it has counterbalance.
Right. Or it's just anchored in the ground, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's engineering.
Right. It's just...
That's what it is.
Modern marvels of engineering. Okay.
Now, what do you really like?
Well, I don't think we're too far off. I think we're hitting the nail on the head.
I think we've killed it.
No. Yeah. Obviously, though, it's paranormal.
Yeah, there's something strange.
So, I mean, makes me think of somehow interdimensionally, these things, I still think there's something that has to do with the geometry, maybe. It just makes this shape appear, maybe. But with it actually having carpet and something we can recognize as carpet, that's also weird and strange. And it doesn't make me think... When I think paranormal, I'm not thinking like alien paranormal. I'm not, even though I talked about the alien ship. If it has the carpet and stuff on it, those are human things. Those are human constructs. So I think if it was, I think it's something here. But it does feel dimensional or interdimensional with the loss of sounds and feels like you're in a bubble. The sense of dread when you're inside of it or on top of it. It feels like those little bubble spots where people go into and just like the sundown clown situation where you're just in a different area, but you're still right there, but it's just different. And then the time loss, like that's paranormal. It's got a lot of paranormal markers, but it's just stairs. That's the weird part. It's just stairs.
I almost get like when you were talking about this earlier, like that sacred geometry vibes.
Yeah.
Cause some of the, what do you call it? I said it earlier. Spiral staircases,
yeah.
Even staircases have a lot of geometry that goes in them. I kind of wonder, well, we talked about it like on Randy's episodes, you know, that maybe these, not portals, maybe not intelligent entities, but maybe they're just mimicking something.
Mimicking structures?
From humans.
They could be, all the way down the carpet.
I mean, they may not even know what they're building. Like we talk about with the interdimensional stuff, it may be like looking through stained glass to where you really can't see. You can see shapes and shadows on the other side.
Okay.
But you really can't see fully. You know, you don't get detail.
What's going on?
So if you're trying to communicate by building something, you know, you may just... That may be why there's random stairs and other structures out there that some kind of intelligent entity on the other side of the window is just trying to put a signal through there.
Yeah. I can see it.
That's kind of what, you know, they're weird. They're strange.
Whatever they think stairs are or represent, that's...
Yeah, but it could be, like you said earlier, to the geometry. Where it may just something, just you know, shape. Something that speaks to them.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Ready for mine?
Yeah.
First one, this is just a creepypasta thing. They're just, this isn't real.
It's not real at all?
That it just was, you know, it's kind of like what you talk about with the rake. You know, the rake's not a real thing. It was the pale crawler before that, but the rake and some other, what was it, Slender Man and all that stuff just started online. You know, on Reddit and 4chan and all those, and then just took on a life of its own.
Yep. I can see that with some of this stuff.
I think it is some of these. If you go to the Reddit and read some of these stories.
For sure, yeah. But we've also, I've met people that claimed to have seen it that I believed. I mean,
I've seen them. I mean,
so you've seen them, yeah.
The one I 100% believe was not
paranormal,
any way, shape, or form.
Just someone was living out there, probably.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's Wayne National. Lots of people live out there.
There's still a bunch of people that live out there. Yeah,
but yeah. Good people, bad people, and everywhere in between.
But when it was coal time, there was tons of people out there. You know, 150 years ago.
True. Yeah.
And concrete stairs would be the only thing that would survive a wooden house.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think people, at least a majority of people, realize how fast nature reclaims things.
Especially wood and like paper and
gosh. Well, even plaster. Metal.
Metal goes fast too.
Yeah, very fast. Faster than you'd think.
Except, like, what do we have now? Galvanized?
Steel?
Stainless?
Stainless lasts. Because they can't aluminum.
They can't get the bacteria and stuff that eats it. They can't get through the...
Well, and it doesn't oxidize.
It doesn't oxidize to let those openings in.
Yeah.
But there's fungus and stuff like that that literally eats metal.
Yeah.
That's what they want. Once it rusts, it's food.
Mm, good, rusty food. Yeah.
Yeah.
We like, in the woods behind our house, I mean, it's not our property, but when I was a kid, I used to always go through the woods, just walk around. But there used to be, I didn't find this out until recently, too, that at the back of our property, there used to be a house back there before we ever owned it or, you know, dad got it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a house back there because in the woods, I would find like, I want to say pretty much trash piles. It was trash piles.
We would too.
Oh yeah. And a lot of old metal and rust, just piles of rust, but some stuff was cool. Some of the glass survived. I found like Old Spice, you know, the original cologne bottles, which is still smelled like Old Spice.
I remember you saying that.
Which is nuts. Yeah. I found that as a kid, but all that stuff, like the glass is the only thing that really made it. Everything else was just rusted or dust. Basically, by the time you touched it, it just crumbled into nothing.
50 years.
Yeah, and that's what I was like. I was thinking, oh, this must have been something ancient. Like,
so
someone used to live here. Like, then when I found the Old Spice, I'm like, wow, that's confusing. That's when a couple years ago, or whenever I said, we found out, I think just past year, there was a house back there. That's when I put it all together. Oh, it was just someone living there, and they were just taking their trash out back and dumping it and probably burning it or something, but...
Small burn pile.
Yeah.
Whatever couldn't burn.
Made it.
Yeah. And if you look at a lot of these stories, they're in Appalachia.
Yeah.
So before modern times, before they were national parks, there's people out there, and we've talked about, like, even Helltown, Ohio. People lived there, and then they made a national park and kicked everybody out.
Yeah, weird.
And these stairs in the middle of water and stuff like that, they flooded towns.
Mm.
You know, the government flooded towns.
Yeah. Lanier Lake.
Lake Lanier, the most racist lake in North America.
Uh-huh.
So that wasn't even surprising to me when they're like, well, random staircases in the middle of the body of water. But yeah, there's probably a town down there.
Yeah.
The government, when they were building their dams, they did not care.
Nope.
It was there.
Just look up Lake Lanier. I think we did it on Patreon.
Yeah, because it's extremely racially graphic.
What is that, Texas?
No, Georgia.
Georgia. I knew it was south.
Most racist lake in North America.
Yeah, not good.
It was bad. Kind of rolls into my next one. So, you know, a big part of this may just be creepypasta, people playing into the narrative, people having fun with, you know, story writing. And then, you know, kind of rolls in the next one, just an old part of old foundations, like we've just been talking about, that if it's concrete, you know, if it's cement or stone stairs, you know, there's some people talking
about. Stone will last.
Yeah, it's there. It's concrete's going to crumble a little bit, but it'll still hold most of its shape for a long time unless it has active, like, water running over it.
Right, yeah.
You know, active erosion.
Especially the older the concrete is, the better quality it is.
It's pretty much just man-made sandstone.
Yeah.
So it'll last as long as sandstone kind of does.
Kind of. Like I said, it depends when it was made.
And who made it.
If it's made modern day, it's not going to last at all.
We don't put big enough chunks in it because we used all those rocks.
Well, we just use cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper materials, and then we outsource everything to cheaper countries that have cheaper labor. Yeah, it's just how America operates now.
You know, I think their big chunk of these, like the one I seen, I really believe there's just a house there 100 years ago or 150 years ago, and the concrete steps is what was left. You know, the rest of the house rotted. Or was moved or was torn down.
Actually, now that you say that, when I was in Boston last year, 2 years ago, I don't remember when I went up there, I was going through I don't know if it's a national park, but it's a state park or something.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through it and kind of went off the trail a little bit. But I found an old homestead foundation. But they even had a little placard there So they knew about it. You know, it was marked, but it was from like the 1700s, late 1700s. Yeah. But the stairs are still there. Stairs going
steps
down.
And the foundation?
Yep, the foundation was there. But I mean, granted, it was all old. It was stone. It was hand-cut stone, yeah. Which was awesome. But it was all like overgrown, obviously. There was no house or no resemblance of a house.
Yeah.
But you could see the foundation where the house stood, where the stones all stacked up, and then the staircase going down into like, I guess, would have been the cellar or basement. That's pretty neat, though. Like, overgrown and everything, but 100% still there.
And then, you
still
know,
functional.
They say, well, you know, they'll say, well, why isn't there foundations attached to these ones? Probably because those rocks were taken for other things. Foundation rocks are very important. You know, they're normally big and they're normally flat.
Yeah.
You know, kind of flat on two sides. You can carry those away. A 500, 600, 700 pound set of steps.
That's
not
little,
really.
A little rougher.
You know, so you just leave it there.
Yeah.
You know, so that could be why that, you know, the wood rotted away. The stones were taken for other uses, or they've just been tumbled away, and you know they're still kind of there. They just don't have as much of a foundation look,
right?
And the set of steps is just the only thing that sticks
that resembles anything anymore.
And I think that's a big part of like the ones I've seen. Like I said, like the four or five steps, especially in Appalachia.
Yeah,
because so many people lived out there, and then were you know kicked out of their home, and
that'd make the most sense.
Personally,
honestly, for a lot of these, I would think that. Yeah. Is the biggest explanation, except for just the weird
now, yeah,
tall and...
Let's get to the weird ones.
Yeah.
So I think those first two kind of eat up a lot of the normal ones.
Yeah.
Now the weird ones. A dumb entrance marker or a lure.
Okay.
So I've seen people talk about, you know, a dumb deep underground military base.
Right.
And we talked about all this metal, like metal doors slamming out in the national forest and all that stuff.
Really
and
weird.
People have seen people in like suits walk around and then disappear into the forest around them.
Huh.
So it's just like they went into something. They've even talked about that, I think, on Expedition Bigfoot and stuff like that. They found a metal door out in the woods. They could not figure out what it would go. They couldn't get it open. They couldn't, you know, figure out what it was.
Huh.
It was like a submarine hatch is what it looked like.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, so what if these are markers, let's say, you know, because they're out, the doors are disguised.
Okay.
Heavily, most of the time. The people that say that they actually witnessed it said, you know, it got like a rock on top of it. You know, it looks like a piece of the nature out there.
Yeah.
So what if these are to let people that are maybe looking for the entrances that know, like that are supposed to be looking for them, let them know, A, it's right there. You know, it's right around here.
Don't you think you do something a little more discreet than a freaking set of stairs?
No, but you pick something weird to stick out.
Yeah.
But you pick something that's nonchalant. It's just like, all right, we walked up the steps. We walked down them.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying this one.
The other side of that, same thing with the dumb, is it's a lure for that reason.
What, to lure people away from a door?
Uh-uh.
To lure people to it?
Yeah. To abduct people for whatever, experiments, feeding monsters.
That one I would believe a lot more.
You know, it's this big, odd-looking thing in the woods, so people go walk over and check it out.
Tempting.
And then they are never seen again.
Yeah. It's just weird that, I don't know. I would believe that more, but I still think there's something paranormal to it, I guess, if it is that.
I think there is paranormal connections.
Yeah.
Maybe even scientific paranormal connections where they are producing those sounds. They are producing these things.
They're producing the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be like we talked about with that Project Blue Book docudrama where there was a real Wendigo on the Sherman's ranch or Skinwalker. But the lab was built underneath it and was like leading it around to its victims to study the phenomena.
That's so weird.
It's kind of a mashup.
That's so weird.
To where they found a location that had a skinwalker living on it, and it was like torturing these families and doing these like paranormal things, and they built a lab around the paranormal, you know, the paranormality to research it.
That's weird.
So what if these are markers for that kind of stuff? That this is where they are. So the lure is to get a human in to get the paranormal activity to kick off so they can watch it happen.
Then they used, I don't know how they figured out to use stairs for that.
Because you go up them and you take time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's I don't know. That's weird.
Well, most junk you don't even look at in the woods. I've seen everything from refrigerators out there, you know, down at, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But a set of stairs, especially if they're clean.
Yeah.
They're like, what is that?
Especially odd.
It's an anglerfish lure for the government to watch a Wendigo rip you apart.
I would believe it. I mean, they're not... there's not good people in our government.
No.
There are good people. There's some.
I don't believe that, but that's fine.
I think for a majority in what the government does, and then every dollar that they spend in like the black budget is not for a good...
You tell me high percussion instruments don't cost $10,000?
Hammers do not cost that much. No. High percussion impact devices.
Yeah, whatever they're called.
Yeah, impact compression.
Toilet seats don't cost $1,500.
No, they don't.
What about my gold-plated self-heated one?
Yeah, that one does.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Just making sure.
It's nice, too.
They're different.
I enjoy using that toilet. That is a good bathroom toilet. Yeah.
I did have a heated seat one time at a bathroom.
Really?
Did not enjoy it.
Huh.
But I'm also a warm person.
I guess I would only find that nice would be in the winter when...
Ice fishing.
Or that.
You get out for ice fishing.
I know you've done it. You sat down in a ice cold toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you want to not use the bathroom anymore.
Almost froze death in a cabin like that.
Yeah, it's true, too.
Next one. This is a fey trap.
Okay.
Another same kind of thing in anglerfish lore.
Right, for the fey.
Yeah, but the fey, you know, everything they used to do is like mythical creatures like unicorns or, you know, the fairy, like the fey mounds and stuff like that. So, or the fey rings and stuff like that. So whether this is a modernized version of a fey trap.
It's just a different face or
a thing to get you to go up them.
Yeah, a different...
To trick you into walking through the dimensional portal.
What if the portal's up?
That's, you know, it
like
could
off
be
the ground a little
you gotta
bit.
Walk up.
Yeah. Back in the day when that portal was there first opened, there was more dirt under it.
And you're like, ah, all right.
Yeah.
Don't set stairs. No, I kind of really wonder if this is like fey traps. That's where they move. That's why they interact with the environment super weird. That, you know, animals and stuff are like, don't go near that. They can, you know, have extra senses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this is the anglerfish lure for the fey to get you to go to their dimension. From a lot of the fey legends, North America, Europe, and Africa, they talk about that, you know, good, bad, and indifferent fey will either invite people there or trick people there.
Right.
For various different reasons.
What if on the fey side, you know, their side, coming to this side, whatever portal they use to come to the side of this dimension, maybe it is like a device, or let's say it is government and it's technology based. On the other side, the way to approach it, maybe it's just in a really nice room and there's a nice set of stairs that lead up into the actual portal itself.
There you go. It's like,
so when it comes back, they come back this way, that part remains still. It's just now they're coming back down this side of it. The stairs remain. They're just part of the structure.
But I mean, that could be why they move around and why they're...
Right.
The same stairs can be seen in many different places in the same forest.
The portals just open it. They're opening it in different spots.
And that sense of dread we've talked about with the fey a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
That may not be a person they want. They may want you to leave so the lure can work for somebody else.
Or whatever they're using it for.
Yeah. Or what? Yeah, whatever they're using it for. Where, you know, we've talked about that where people have had, you know, extremely different experiences with the fey in the same forest.
Right, yeah. Depends on the person, really, yeah. It seems like.
Or the fey, where she had the one that was super angry and grouchy and had that sense of dread, and then she ran into a different one that calmed her down and just said, he's just angry.
He's, you know, just like that.
He's just like, pretty much, you know, he's just mad all the time.
Here's a piece of candy.
Yeah. So what if it's something like that?
I mean, I can't discount it when it comes to the fey.
Next one. It is an interdimensional portal.
Yes.
Maybe even a naturally occurring one, and our brains just rationalize it as a set of steps to show us it goes somewhere else. Your brain, we talked about that with shadow people and many other things.
Symbolism.
That your brain will overlay information that's not really there. It does it every day you're awake. Every day you open your eyes and you move around, your brain is lying to you about what you're seeing.
Something, yeah. The duck experiment.
Yeah. So what if that's what's happening here? That when you... The steps aren't really there, or maybe not fully there. It's an actual, whether it's a natural portal to somewhere else, or man-made, or creature-created, whatever. Your brain is overlaying that information to show you, because where do steps go? They go to somewhere else.
Somewhere else, yep.
So it's just like, here's a set of stairs. This goes wherever, if you're about to walk into something, it goes somewhere else. When people get to the top, what do they say? You know, they're
somewhere out, or they're not. They don't hear the sounds.
They're the in between.
Yeah.
And
limbo.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about a lot with even like Sean's encounter and stuff like that. The world around them goes gray.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the sounds. It's like kind of, and you're stuck in between. And people share that with the paranormal Bigfoot as well, and all kinds of the other phenomena that we've talked about have that similar experience of just like, I'm not quite out, but I'm not quite in.
Right, yeah.
So what if you have to take another step off, you know, into oblivion? And that's the, you know, the portal jump through, and we don't ever hear that side.
Yeah, because people are dead.
And that's maybe why people, you know, the things are grabbing them from the other side, but they're not fully through yet, so they can't see them.
Or maybe they're, yeah, they're just on the edge.
Yeah. So, but they can feel them. They can physically interact, but they can't see them yet.
What if they're trying, what if they're just nudging them, trying to scare them off the edge of the steps? Yeah.
That could be the grabbing. It's just trying to actually
push you,
pull them through.
Well, maybe they can't physically pull them through. The person has to voluntarily go through. Mm. So, you know, they trick them, tap them on the shoulder, turn around. There's nothing there. You might freak out and step through by accident. Mm. But you're voluntarily doing it. I don't know.
That could be. Next one, alien trap, whatever aliens are.
Yeah. I mean, demons, fae, something. Not, they're not from, I'm going to say it now. Aliens aren't from outer space. There's not aliens from other planets coming to visit here.
Unless they look like big crabs.
Yeah, unless they look like big crabs. But they're not here, and they're not coming here. Don't let them fool you. It's not real.
I think it's only happened one time, and I'm going to keep saying it was those giant crab people because they were like, just stopping to get water. Please leave us alone. We're leaving.
We're moving on. Which, I wonder too, what if things are from different dimensions and they're using the stairs, like you said, like Fae or whatever, it could be aliens, and they are coming to this realm, this world, to harvest, you know, supplies and, just things that they need, things that only occur here.
I'm sure.
And so they just drop in.
Amino acids.
Right.
Adrenaline.
They're here, and they only occur like in natural places, woods, where people aren't.
They're here to get mushrooms.
Right, morels. They're just morel hunting.
It's morel season, guys.
And then you show up, and you're trying to get on their invisible ship. They left the stairs down so they can just get out of here fast, and you're interrupting. I get it.
I get it.
No wonder why they're angry.
So alien trap?
Could be.
Same thing with kind of the fae trap.
Yeah. To me, it's the same thing, yeah.
All right, my last one. Now, this is kind of a weird one, but I seen this and it spoke out to me.
Ooh.
A deal with the devil, like the crossroads.
Okay.
This is maybe demonic in nature, to where we talk about this with like agreeing to stuff with demons. That what if you going up so the devil was often said to meet and make deals at crossroads and other places through history, depending on which culture you're in and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, a devil entity will make a deal, but oftentimes they'll try to trick you into already agreeing.
Okay.
So what if you going up these stairs is like some part of the agreement?
Like doing something you know is like...
You shouldn't do.
Shouldn't do. Like, this is not natural, not normal.
And your body's screaming at you, but you still go up them.
Yeah.
You accepted a deal in some way. Or you're going to meet the devil or something. And that could be why there's so many mysterious disappearances. And even several deaths that have been seen around these and stuff like that. I just reading some of these stories, especially some of the more scarier ones on Reddit and online, you get a very demonic sense to whatever this thing is.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And I just kind of get that, like, devil at the crossroads, to where you're meeting something or you're going somewhere you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
And it's wanting to invite you in. So it's kind of like the reverse vampire rule, you know, you're coming up into my area. You've agreed to this already.
Okay. I can see that. That makes sense to me. Huh. I never thought of that, though. That's a pretty good explanation.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a staircase to heaven, it's a stairway to hell.
Maybe the stairway to heaven is a trick. It actually is to hell. So when you find it, you just consciously know the song now. And you're like, oh, I got to go up them. Stairway to heaven. Nope, it's a trick.
It could be just like that painting where all the steps or all the stairs go in random directions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's like a dolly or something.
So you feel like you're going up, but you're actually going down.
Or sideways and upside down, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
That's all I got. What do you think? I mean, if you had to put your finger on something for the mysterious stairs, let's just throw out the normal ones. Yeah. Let's just say that there is a big percentage of these. There's just old foundations in Appalachia, mostly from houses 200 years ago.
Right.
I just get rid of those ones. Let's talk about the weird ones, the weird metal spirals, the big grandiose carpeted stairs.
Yeah. I think it could be, I think it's something obvious. I think it's interdimensional, but I think I do think there's something too with something to it with the geometry of them.
Sure.
But now you're saying it maybe the stairs do represent something. It's more symbolic than anything. It's why they're dropping them in or making them appear.
That's what I get from it.
Yeah.
Personally, I think there's a big importance with how clean they are. This, you know, where they appear, that what they represent is stairs. You are traveling, or you're going somewhere. You're moving up or down, or
you don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it's different. Yeah. You're going in a different direction where you're not supposed to be, mm-hmm. at least not naturally.
And then your body a lot of times is screaming at you the whole time you're near these things.
It just reminds me of the old poster. It used to be up on a math teacher's wall. There's no shortcuts to the road on the road to success. So this is just feels like a shortcut. It's a trick.
No, I thought money was.
What?
A shortcut to success.
Well, there's no shortcuts. So there's something wrong with that money. Money's a lie. We should be back to bartering. Everything needs to be bartered.
It does. I'm really going with something like the devil at the crossroads kind of thing. I'm with you. I really feel like these are symbols, that they're not really stairs. They're not functional stairs. That's why they look impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because it's more of a representation of what you're doing or what they are.
Right, yeah.
Rather than physically just being a set of stairs.
Right, to some invisible clubhouse.
Whether it's the Fae or the government, or I think it has a much more of a demonic angle. And we talk about some of these old devils and demons in Appalachia and all around the forest of the world. And I really do believe there's something with coal with that, with it just being poison. No matter, you know, no matter how you use coal or what you do with coal, it's just poison. Anytime it touches the surface, it just starts making hydrochloric and sulfuric acids. And
yeah, those aren't good things.
No, it just kills everything. You know, coal being exposed just kills everything around it.
Yeah.
Burns and destroys, and it just makes me think that it's weird that these things kind of overlap with coal veins in a way. These big coal deposits, these ancient coal beds.
Yeah, that's a weird connection, but it correlates.
I really think these are, I guess, demonic, or you know, some kind of bad paranormal in general.
Or and yes, I agree with that. And perhaps the government being in national parks has something to do or knows what the phenomenon
they know.
Is.
They know. I don't know if they have any control over it.
Right.
But they know what it is.
Yes, for sure.
Or at least a better idea than we ever will.
Oh, for sure, yes. Which like, is everything.
Like, we don't really know what causes it, but we know if you walk up the stairs, a giant tentacle will grab you.
We know it's not good.
And pull you into the invisible void.
Right, yeah.
That's it. We just know what happens every time.
We know the effect. We don't know the cause.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's it. I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been Jay, the stuffed one.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Crypt of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jay clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.